Back on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at Mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Turkey Camp. Youth turkey season this weekend. We're in the bunker deep in the Missouri Ozarks. We're going to talk a little turkey hunting. I'm here with Murray Anderson, and we've got the Vogler Vogler back in the studio. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Morning, sir. The eagle has landed.
Yeah. Did you take a look at the breakfast pictures I sent out this morning?
Yeah, but it's kind of tough to try to be able to. It's tough for me to talk anyway, but after seeing those pictures, those are just magnificent.
We're trying to reach Willie Billy Smith, our wild man. He's got our little youth hunter out in the Ozarks, and he's driving around trying to get a signal this morning. Matt, he's going to get a quick report because he's got our hunter out, and I'll be joining him here in just a bit.
He's got him.
Oh, has he got him? That's great. Well, let's get him on the line. Let's go out and get Billy Smith. Billy.
You there? Morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Billy Smith.
Good morning. There we go. Oh, man. Hey, even down here, you know what I was thinking of, Ray, down here in Ozarks trying to get me. Remember that TV show Green Acres when he'd have to climb up on the telephone pole to make the call? There we go, buddy.
Oh, Billy, is your little hunter ready to go this morning?
Oh, yes, he's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. He normally has to be woke up, you know, in the morning like most kids, but he said he was already awake and before his mom woke him up, ready to go. So he's all excited.
That's good news. We want to wish all the kids out there this morning the best of luck. I remember one spring down here, I didn't have a kid to take hunting, and I went down to the gas station and hung around for dads and uncles and grandpas bringing kids in and begged to go with somebody when I didn't have a kid. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, and of course, it always brings back those childhood memories when you were young and got to go and how exciting it was, and I'm just thrilled to get to pass this on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we certainly want to wish you guys a lot of luck this morning. I'll be over there later on and hook up with you guys, and I hope he gets a big old fat turkey this morning. What kind of battle plan you got in place for this young man?
Well, of course, Ray, I am traditionally a open woods, public land, run and gun type hunter, and I'm in my normal area where I've hunted the last few years and listening for turkeys. I've heard a few, been out scouting and listening, and we just start, and when we hear a turkey that's hopefully we will, that's in walking distance for us. We're going to take after it and get there and set up on it. Traditional, you know, hunting in that open woods, run and gun style.
Yeah, the old Ozark Ridge hunting stuff. That's a lot of times, as we both know, maybe some of the listeners don't know, it's totally different from a blind setup on a field. This is hand-to-hand combat.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's just in my blood. That's the way I've always hunted, and that's the way I like to hunt.
Well, that'll work. And how old is your little hunter this morning?
He is 8 years old.
What's his name?
Trenton.
Trenton, 8-year-old Trenton. Does he yes. know he's running around with a wild man?
Yes, he does. Yes, he knows he's running around. We've been out a time or two before, and he's a great kid. He is just, I mean, he's a number one and enjoys to hunt. He's a deer hunter. He's taken deer. He's already experienced, and which makes it great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I sent you some breakfast pictures. I was thinking of you this morning, the biscuits, the gravy, the pork tenderloin medallions, the sausage. I just thought you might want to see that before you went out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. You know, I had my oatmeal before I left out real quick this morning. So, oh, man. Right. Well, don't worry. We're going to eat breakfast after a while. We will after our hunt.
All right. Well, I wanted to wish you guys a lot of luck this morning, and have a good hunt and be safe. And we'll be catching up with you later this morning, okay?
All right. It's good talking to you, Ray. Yeah, it's a heavy fog this morning, so we've got a little probably a delay in the gobbling time. And, of course, they'll hang on the roost, you know, for a little while longer. But it's time for us to get out and go after it.
All right. Before you do that, real quick, what bait you throwing in the river for a smallmouth right now?
Oh, yeah, went yesterday, and with the water level and conditions, it was on a crankbait bite. Crawdad-colored crankbait was the hot bait.
Awesome. Little fishing, little turkey hunting. Doesn't get much better than that, Billy.
Oh, I know it, man. I'm telling you. I guess I'm living the dream.
Yes, you are. All right, brother. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ray. Bye now.
Bye. Hey, Vogelbacher, what do you think of that report?
That's excellent. That is excellent. More power to you guys taking kids out hunting, get them started the right way. You know, I always look at John and Noni at Camp Compass. The smiles on those kids' faces are million-dollar smiles. You can't buy some of that pride and confidence and enthusiasm. Fantastic.
All right. We're going to go to break, and we'll come back with Murray Anderson. I got Murray here with Anderson Services. Say good morning, Murray.
Good morning, everybody.
And we come back from commercial break. We're going to come back and visit with him about the shop and about gunsmithing and things like that. Vogelbacher, you want to take us into commercial?
This is Ray Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're going to be back in just a few.